shoved his disreputable hat an inch farther back upon his disreputable head.
"And I," said God, "but not bad enough."
"That stuff again," Sweeney said. God grinned a little.
He said, "It's true, Sweeney. You know it is."
He pulled a crumpled package of cigarettes from his pocket, gave one to Sweeney, and lighted one himself. Sweeney dragged deeply at the fag. He stared at the sleeping figure on the bench across from him, then lifted his eyes a little to the lights of Clark Street beyond. His eyes were a bit blurry from the drink. The lights looked haloed, but he knew they weren't. There wasn't a breath of breeze. He felt hot and sweaty, like the park, like the city. He took his hat off and fanned himself with it. Then some three-quarter drunken impulse made him hold the hat still and stare at it. It had been a new hat 3 weeks ago. He'd bought it while he was still working at the Blade. Now it looked like nothing on earth. It had been run over by an auto.